Are you ready for the quantum age?
Humanity's next step in evolution?
Dream Vision 7 Radio Network invites you to the extraordinary platform of evolutionary voices for the quantum age.
Let's explore. Learn more about this upcoming age where we bridge science with spirituality.
Where potentiality meets reality.
Where we take compassion into action.
Our trailblazers and visionaries will ask the whys, the what ifs, while igniting continuous possibility.
Come along with us into an age beyond what we know today, where we can grow together in unity consciousness.
Experience evolutionary voices for the quantum age Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. Eastern on DreamVision7Radio.com.
Welcome. You have entered the realm of 1111 Talk Radio. Your host is Simran. It's time to discover your own language with the universe. Empower yourself, broaden your mind, open your heart, and discover who you are. Now, here's your host, Simran.
Welcome. It is a pleasure to be with you again this week. And today we're going to do something a little bit different. I am coming up on the 10th anniversary of my first book, Conversations with the Universe. And I believe it is as profound now as it was then. In fact, in my latest trilogy that is releasing this year, and the third book in the early 2023, there is an initial section that is in Living, the Seven Blessings of Human Experience, that talks about life as the first blessing. And within that particular phase, one of the spectacular parts of life ends up being the gifts of signs, symbols, and synchronicity. And so it seems like a beautiful time to talk about that today, more so because we are at a point in the world and in time and space where there is this paradox of oneness, which appears to be all of us coming together, yet it is this very individualized expression and experience of each one of us. I have discovered in my own life that oneness really means the embrace of all things from light to dark, from duality and multiplicity into the oneness. It is all part of the same body. But within that are so many intricate and mystical and magical moments that take place. And to find those means that we go on our own special journey through life, that we experience ourselves in many different ways in order to ultimately express our highest and best self. The beauty is we create signposts along the way. We have conversations with the universe our entire lives. And when we are aware of that, then we are able to be guided in a much more powerful way. The tricky thing about these signs, symbols, and synchronicities that you'll come to find out is that you are actually the one that placed them there. They seem to be coming from outside. They seem to be these magical occurrences. And yet there's an overarching, larger you that has actually orchestrated everything. And so I thought we would start at the beginning today and really talk about signs, move through a moment of meditation where you can tap into that universality that you are and have a better understanding of how the signs would be showing up in your life. And that begins with listening, because the universe is talking to you right now. The question is, are you getting the message? If you don't listen to the universe speaking, then what's happening is you're missing out on the richness and the beauty of your experience. And I want to take you into the gifts of signs, symbols, and synchronicity. Because what's emerging within you is your own music. It is coming through to help you move through the cobwebs of time, of the baggage that you've carried, of all the things that have created you. From the conditioning that you've experienced to the family upbringing, the culture, the friendships, all those things that shaped you into the you that you are now. So you have this moment where you may have lost your unique rhythm and rhyme. And it was because you have been constricted and confined. And so your soul is whispering to you from the caverns of your own being. And it's time to hear the echo so that your voice finds its new meaning. You have an inner ache to connect and converse and co-create with something larger than yourself. We all do. That is something that begins from the moment we start losing ourselves as children and start taking on the ways of the world. There is this interesting ache that takes place that has us feel a sense of homesickness, even if we are seemingly at home. It is a different home. It is a belonging, a connection, a knowing that rests deeply within the selves, that we are all something larger than we're allowing ourselves to be or allowing ourselves to connect to. So I want you to think for a moment. When did you ask and wait for a sign, a symbol, or a something? We've all been there. Those moments that might be filled with challenge or heartbreak, obstacles or confusion, those are often the times where we just wish we had a sign, that someone or something out there in the vast beyond would just point us in the right direction, pick for us, or tell us what it is that we're to do next. Wouldn't life be easier if we had that take place? And yet we do, because we have this interesting crackerjack box of a world where if we continue going down our paths, regardless of our choices, we will still find the signs and the symbols. In fact, we could move down all kinds of alternate routes and detours and take exits that go in a completely opposite direction than perhaps is for our greater good. And still, the signs and the symbols, the synchronicities, will appear to keep turning you back towards a path that is higher and better for you. Now, synchronicity is exciting, but you've probably thought these experiences are few and far between. But synchronicity is actually everywhere and constant. Even this moment, it's synchronicity. You tapping your foot on your desk, being in that place at that time, that's a type of synchronicity. But to get to that place, you have to really start to understand that the extraordinary is in the ordinary. And that will remain a mental construct until you really do delve deeply into the hardships of life and move to a place of simplicity to where you really do value the ordinary. We think that the ordinary is something mundane and we want to escape it, but I have discovered that the ordinary, the simple, the easy, or filled with ease, the boredom, the relaxation, the space, the timelessness is really the pursuit of our soul. And the ego wants to go in a completely opposite direction. So keep in mind that synchronicity is happening all the time. The tappings of spirit actually hide in plain sight. They rest right inside these normal, everyday, ordinary, mundane experiences. They are always present, and they're especially serving you in your times of need. They'll use everything in your environment to show you the direction to go. They will use anything and everything, from your car, to your house, to your kids, to your dog, to the parts of your body. Any and everything can become a sign or a symbol. So when life appears cloudy and confusing, and you're seeking out that support, remember that it is all around you, that you're here to gain this sense of independence in the world where you're not looking for everything to come from outside of you, where you're not looking for the help to be beyond you. Yes, we are here to support one another, and we are here to lean on friends and family. We're here to have different individuals show up in our path to provide those open doorways or those turning points that might come about. But ultimately, we are here to discover that we're capable, that we have everything within us, to accomplish anything, to know which way to go, to experience the life that we most desire, because we are all creative capacity. You see, you are not on a journey, you are the journey. And furthermore, you are every piece and part of the world, speaking back to you about you. Isn't that magnificent? Isn't that magical to consider that every single thing in this world, every person, every place, every experience, every expression, every challenge, every obstacle, every success, every beautiful moment is actually you speaking back to you about you. Now, it's very easy to claim all of those more positive ones because we all want to be the mirror, see mirrored in front of us, the celebrity or the butterfly or the dragonfly or a rainbow or any number of things that we deem positive and good. But do we want to claim the things that we resist? The things like an angry person or graffiti on a wall or perhaps the destruction of a storm or war? Do we really want to look at that as a mirror or a signpost? Well, yes, we do, because it's all leading us back to the full embrace of our wholeness. And you see, wholeness is not surpassing everything and cutting out anything that we deem as dark or negative. Wholeness is the full embrace of all things. It's the full embrace of your entirety, your eternality, for your completeness. And so it's really, really important to start to become more neutral about the things that you're seeing as you embark on discovering your signs and symbols. When you do this, you can more objectively really discover who it is that you are, who it is that you really are, and follow the path in a more objective way to make the choices that are really self-empowering, that are going to deepen your sense of inner authority, divine confidence, and creative capacity that you are here to endow upon the planet. So the whispers that appear are here for you to align with higher possibilities. So don't become too serious when you're seeking, because you'll miss them. You'll miss the signs. There is a playful quality to the way the universe converses with us. It is trying to get us to remember that we are that divine child, that we're here to be playful, to be light, to take things lightly. Even the harder things, if we can approach them with a sense of lightness. And when I say this, I don't mean casualness or from a place of apathy or indifference or shaking something off. We have to bring the presence to the gravity of anything that is here. But yet there can be a place of innocence in that too. And that's where life is such a paradox, because it often carries both sides, the two extremes. We can have the extreme seriousness of a particular event, but we are here to counterbalance that with the innocence, the curiosity, and the wonder that a child might have. In doing so, we stay open to the possibilities. We stay open to the messages that are more frequent because we're playful. We stay in the wonder and the excitement of what crosses our paths. We have to play with what's happening. It has to light us up regardless of how dark it might feel. Because even in that, and most especially in the darkest places, is where that light can shine so brightly. So definitely remain lighthearted and innocent every step of the way of your journey. And start to develop that practice, because for many of us, we've grown up, we've become very adult, very serious. Some have not ever really had childhoods, and so they never really knew how to play. So oftentimes, play has to be a practice to deepen into the relaxation and remembering of what play really is, or rediscovering our sense of playfulness as we move forward. The signs, symbols, and synchronicities are really anything but random. They are intimate, they're soulful. These tappings appear in a constant flow throughout your day. And when you can combine these messages, you'll actually watch a paragraph or story play out and really show you a bigger picture of what's going on. Remember, these are gifts that you're giving yourself. They're points of wonder and markers of alignment. And they are moving you to continuously create a world that brings you confirmation and direction. So you don't need binoculars. You don't even need a microscope. You're not going to have to hunt them down. You don't need to scrutinize every little thing to look for a sign or a symbol. You simply need to notice what you notice within the natural flow of life. You have to allow your senses to gently and intuitively land upon things. What did your eye catch? What did your ear happen to hear? What thing happened to graze past your hand that you took notice of? These tappings are universal, but they become very personal conversations and extensions of you. Life is your body of research, and it is within a living laboratory of creation. So everything outside of you may appear ordinary, but does encompass the extraordinary. Listen, the universe is talking to you right now. Are you getting the message? What have you been noticing lately? What is the specific thing that shows up repeatedly throughout a day or a week, or has become your totem and your symbol? What is that special something that has you pause, that has you stop? And when you stop and you happen to see it, what is the very thing that you've been thinking about, that you've been wondering, that you've been contemplating? Waking up is the process of being in the moment without the interference of the wounded perspective of past experiences or future projections. When living moment by moment, every sign, symbol, and message can be recognized. And in each answer, you'll discover the next question. That's how the dialogue begins. Light and truth are continually excavated in the asking. It is all about how we ask. And it's all about the conversation that's taking place, because a conversation takes two. There's a special way that we are to dialogue with the universe, that we can keep this conversation going, so that there is not a sense of being by yourself on this planet in times of strife, where there is this knowing that the universe always has your back, that you are continuously surrounded, supported, and protected in all places. We are constantly receiving signs and signals from the universe, and we can develop a vocabulary to adequately process these messages. The mastery of this skill is like gaining a new sense, like a second vision. And without it, you do grope in the darkness. And so we are talking about my first book, Conversations with the Universe, today, How the World Speaks to You. And it is an in-depth exploration to really help you see how life, the universe, how you have been speaking to you about you all along. What I can tell you is with this book, your life will profoundly change in the way that you see everything that comes your way. So pick up your copy of Conversations with the Universe, How the World Speaks to Us, anywhere books are sold, or go to iamsimran.com. We'll be right back after these messages.
Have you seen 1111? Do you wonder why certain numbers keep showing up in your life? 11, 111, 22, 33, 444? People all over the world are seeing 1111 and learning the language of universal communication. Subscribe to 1111 Magazine today. www.1111mag.com. 1111 Magazine is a bi-monthly print publication that offers a rich multi-sensory experience. As you engage with experts and topics of consciousness, become enlightened, empowered, and energized so you live a passionate and authentic life of conscious choices. 1111 Magazine, a daily staple for lifting the mindset, discovering the heart, and stepping into conscious living. 1111 Magazine. Order now at www.1111mag.com. 1111mag.com.
Do you want more? More joy, more abundance, more power and presence? How would it feel to have more loving relationships? More empowered community, greater fulfillment and life purpose? The 1111 Mastermind community inspires, empowers, guides, and supports transformation. Shift your mind, expand your heart, deepen insights, let go and chart a new course, dream a new dream. The 1111 Mastermind community is an online portal for personal transformation and soulful expansion. Go to courses.1111mag.com. That's courses.1111mag.com. Change begins with you. Let it be simple, convenient, and transformative. The time is now. Step through the 1111 gateway. Courses.1111mag.com.
You are listening to 1111 Talk Radio. Simran is an award-winning author, publisher of 1111 Magazine, powerful speaker of wisdom, and a life mentor. Find out more at IamSimran.com. Now, back to 1111 Talk Radio.
While you're ordering your copy of Conversations with the Universe, I invite you to order my latest trilogy. It is a profound set of books that actually exhibit the multidimensional experience. It is an illustration of what the soul would have wanted you to know when you were born about every single thing you would encounter in your life, how to handle it, and how to rise to a higher octave of experience. The first in the trilogy is Living, the Seven Blessings of Human Experience, and it is about the various types of blessings that we encounter throughout life that are the unorthodox blessings. They are the things of life, such as challenge, conflict, chaos, obstacles, darkness, and death. Imagine if you had a guidebook that really showed you how to not only navigate these experiences, but how to utilize them to rise up into a higher octave of expression. The second book is Being, the Seven Illusions That Derail Personal Power, Purpose, and Peace. We all succumb to the conditioning that takes place in our world. There's a certain level of homogenization that takes place within us. And due to that, we all encounter these seven illusions, and they impact our life expression, our life experience. But imagine if you could identify these, understand these, and then know how to pivot to have a different expression of these within your life, then all of a sudden you'd be able to anchor into personal power. You would have a sense of true purpose and embodied peace. The second book, Being, the Seven Illusions That Derail Personal Power, Purpose, and Peace, is out now as well. And I tell people that these books are to be read very slowly, perhaps a few lines, maybe one paragraph a day. You could do a paragraph of one in the morning and the paragraph of the other in the evening. And that really is enough to provide the medicine that the mind, body, and soul need to marinate in to start to rise into that higher frequency and vibration. Some people read through these books paragraph by paragraph. Others use them as an oracle and open them randomly. But you will always find something profound within their pages. And the third book, Knowing, the Seven Human Expressions of Grace, releases February 2023. And this is a depiction of the sacred romance that goes on inside of us, between our soul and the divine, between our humanity and our experience and expression of life. It is an amazing look at the seven human graces that we are here to give ourselves in order to open the doors and the gateways to divine grace. And so I hope you will give yourself this trilogy. It is a way of truly allowing yourself to have a daily practice that is simple but profound, that seeds within you some deep concepts to contemplate, to see how they resonate, and then to expand from. During the course of your journey through this trilogy, you will encounter signs, symbols, and synchronicities. And that's why I felt it necessary to talk about Conversations with the Universe, How the World Speaks to Us, which was my very first book and coming on its 10th anniversary. The beauty of this book is it displays the language of life in a very unique way. I don't think you'll find this anywhere else, any of this written or even explained in this way. Much of this was my own discovery, and as I began working with clients, coaching them through their lives, I began to notice that the things I had discovered for my own life were also accurate for them. There are certain components of universal language that we have to connect to and understand, because as I said in the last segment, a conversation takes two. The universe is conversing with you, but if you are not conversing back, that's the end of the conversation. And so what does it mean to talk to the universe? What does it mean to continue this dialogue so that the signs and the symbols continue to come and continue to guide? Well, within my book, Conversations with the Universe, I ask five questions, among many other things, to help you get started. This is the very practice that I utilized over two decades ago when I began my own personal growth path. I've always been the type of individual that valued the work of many other people, but I also wanted to experience and know for myself. And I think oftentimes when we are willing to explore and experience and know for ourselves, that's where the true integration and the alchemy take place. So whether you read Conversations with the Universe or you embark on this plus the trilogy, with every step of the way, stay curious, stay open, stay innocent, test everything that I ever write, and see if it suits your life, if it works for you, if it makes sense, if it brings you to a certain point. I believe it will, and it is for you to discover. I'm simply a pointer. So I talked about five questions that I began my own journey with that I would ask every time I would encounter something. And these five questions really did help me in many ways. They helped me to expand my mind in how I was willing to see life, see other people, see avenues for personal growth. They also helped me to stay open-hearted and to maintain the understanding that I'm responsible for my life. Self-responsibility is a key to self-empowerment and to independence. And ultimately, that leads to that greater inner authority and divine confidence that I was talking about. So the very first question is, where is that in me? So whether you're encountering a person, a place, a thing, an event, an experience, a circumstance, if you can pause for a moment and simply ask the question, where is that in me? You will start to discover how that has appeared as a mirror. Now remember to breathe as you go through and ask the question. Remember to center into the body and to be present to any place that the body has a twinge or an itch or a sensation, because that too is deepening the conversation. Your body is part of the ways that the universe converses with you. So once you've asked that question, where is that in me, and you've gotten a sense of a response, then ask the next question, what is this here to teach me? Because everything that shows up in your life shows up at exactly the right time, in the exactly the right way. Remember, synchronicity is ever constant. And so whether it is something that you want to call a positive experience or something that feels like a negative experience. It is here to teach you something, to show you something, to help you recognize and become aware of more of yourself. So you'll do the same thing. You'll take a breath, you'll close your eyes, you'll center in your body, and you'll then ask, what is this here to teach me? And see what rises up in response to that question. See if you can really anchor into the gift that that particular person, place, or thing is in this moment. And that leads to the third question. What is the gift in this experience? Now, as I go through the first book in the trilogy, which is called Living, the Seven Blessings of Human Experience, it is supporting individuals in going beyond the silver lining to really garner the gift and the gold of an experience. And so early on with Conversations with the Universe or in your own personal growth, you are really pointed to simply settling upon what could be the possible gift here. Because oftentimes when we're in resistance or it is a challenging situation, it's hard to see the good, hard to find the gift. And to be able to discover that is powerful. But when we make that gift in the experience really personal, to say, what's the gift here for me? Then all of a sudden, we can again take that self-responsibility and take charge for what we're here to learn. So for example, if you're encountering a conflict and you say, what's that gift in this experience? Perhaps the gift is a better use of your voice, more clarity in communication. Perhaps it is knowing how to set a boundary or how to walk away and when to walk away. There's so many things that take place in our lives that are really easy to go unconscious around or be casual about and to let continue as patterns and behaviors. But right now, we cannot afford to do that any longer. The time we're in, everything is accelerated, energies are heightened, our thoughts manifest far more quickly than ever before. So it's really, really important to center and align to the highest place within ourselves as possible. And that brings us to the fourth question. What dormant trait, talent, or experience can I now discover? We're all here to personally grow, to expand, to discover aspects of ourselves that we didn't even know we have. And the beauty is we all have the capacity for everything. Our conditioning may not have cultivated it, but we do have the capacity for everything. And so the gift and the dormant traits are here for you to cultivate, for you to unbox, unwrap, exercise, practice to bring about so that you can have a greater discovery of yourself. And the final question, how can I lean into and pour more love onto this person or situation right now? That is a key way of life, to really discover how to approach every single moment and experience from the place of leaning in and pouring on more love. When we're able to do that, what we're really leaning into is more of ourselves. It looks like we're leaning into this other person or place. It looks like we're trying to be open and innocent and explorative there. But by doing so, we end up innocently exploring more of ourselves and our more ability to be compassionate, to express, to understand, to communicate. There are all these things that start to take place. And when we pour more love onto a situation, we actually break down barriers. So often, the reactions that come from outside of us or the challenges and conflicts that exist, they merely exist because the external has not received the love that it required, and so it's reactionary. It's wounded. But on top of that, it's mirroring to us the part of ourselves to love more too. So as we lean in and pour more love onto that situation, it is offering us the opportunity to do the same inside of ourselves. So the five questions, as you encounter different things within your daily life and your experiences, are: where is that in me? What is it here to teach me? What is the gift in this experience? What dormant trait, talent, or experience can I now discover? And how can I lean into and pour love onto a person or situation right now? Those questions will introduce you to so much of yourself that you will be amazed. So as you go through the book, Conversations with the Universe, what you will also find is language play. I break down the types of signs, symbols, and synchronicities that you encounter in the way that we would break down a sentence. So there's nouns, there's adjectives, there's verbs. The nouns are the different types of symbols. They're the guides and the signs. The verbs break down into the types of numbers, or how names are signs, or locations can be signs. And then the adjectives go into the whole scope of the human body, the home body, the moving body. And then there's finally the punctuation. And the punctuation has everything to do with your timing, the thoughts, and the feelings. And so that's a general overview of how the language of the universe comes to us, how we are continuously being spoken to in a way that we know whether it's a noun and it's something we are to embrace, whether it's a verb and it's requiring action, whether it is an adjective and it's descriptive and asking us to expand, or whether it's punctuation and asking us to pause. That's really going to help you know how to speak back when it comes to these various signs, symbols, and synchronicities that show up in your life. We are each God-bursts who have chosen roles, living specific stories, and gleaning desired lessons. Other God-bursts love you enough to participate. Those people, particularly the ones who have hurt you, are the souls that loved so deeply they were willing to be the villain in your play. Certain lessons we all choose are forgiveness, self-love, courage, compassion, and confidence. The ultimate forgiveness is for the self, for choosing painful experiences. The deepest love of self comes from cherishing the body and soul enough to allow an easy and gentle path of experiences on its way back home. Finally, we are here to acquire the confidence to not only live our goodness on earth, but also claim that God beingness eternally. Earth school curriculum continues until we rightly place ourselves back in the truthful knowing of divine power. This is from the book Conversations with the Universe, How the World Speaks to Us. It is a book that will open your eyes to the magic and the mystery of life, to the empowerment that life is offering through every single sign, symbol, and synchronicity that you can encounter. Universe always places you clearly on your direct path. And when you open your minds to what's being said throughout your experience, you can then embark on the miraculous spiritual journey that you have in front of you. I invite you to get your copy of Conversations with the Universe, How the World Speaks to Us. You can go to iamsimran.com. It's available there. You can get an autographed copy. And there's also an online course that has been set up to deepen you into tapping into your signs and symbols, if you want to look that one up as well. Again, that's iamsimran.com. And once again, the trilogy that I want to mention that is out now, that is the Self-Realization Trilogy, is the first book, Living, the Seven Human Blessings of Experience. The second book in the trilogy is Being, the Seven Illusions that Derail Personal Power, Purpose, and Peace. And the third book, Knowing, the Seven Human Expressions of Grace. Those are all available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or at iamsimran.com. We'll be right back after these messages.
Do you want more? More joy, more abundance, more power and presence? How would it feel to have more loving relationships? more empowered community, greater fulfillment, and life purpose? The 1111 Mastermind community inspires, empowers, guides, and supports transformation. Shift your mind, expand your heart, deepen insights, let go and chart a new course, dream a new dream. The 1111 Mastermind community is an online portal for personal transformation and soulful expansion. Go to courses.1111mag.com. That's courses.1111mag.com. Change begins with you. Let it be simple, convenient, and transformative. The time is now. Step through the 1111 gateway. Courses.1111mag.com.
Have you seen 1111? Do you wonder why certain numbers keep showing up in your life? 11, 111, 22, 33, 444. People all over the world are seeing 1111 and learning the language of universal communication. Subscribe to 1111 Magazine today. www.1111mag.com. 1111 Magazine is a bi-monthly print publication that offers a rich multi-sensory experience. As you engage with experts and topics of consciousness, become enlightened, empowered, and energized so you live a passionate and authentic life of conscious choices. 1111 Magazine, a daily staple for lifting the mindset, discovering the heart, and stepping into conscious living. 1111 Magazine. Order now at www.1111mag.com. 1111mag.com. You are listening to 1111 Talk Radio. Simran is an award-winning author, publisher of 1111 Magazine, powerful speaker of wisdom, and a life mentor. Find out more at IamSimran.com. Now, back to 1111 Talk Radio.
Today, we are discussing my first book, Conversations with the Universe, How the World Speaks to Us. Right now in the world, there are so many things going on. And when we turn on the television or the news or we encounter things that are going on in our community, oftentimes it can make us want to turn away from life and feel like there's a sense of nowhere to go and nothing that we can do. However, these very moments, these very events that are appearing in our world, in our lives, in our communities, in our families, they are actually calling us to something. They're calling us higher in terms of expression. They're also asking us to deepen into our experience of ourselves, to discover the mirrors that are existing, and understanding that we are part of a co-creative world, a co-creative universe, where we participate in what is manifesting outside of us. And that participation comes through the energy that we carry, the thoughts that we think, the verbs, words that we verbalize, the feelings that we have, all of that contributes to the world outside of us. And when we are unconscious of certain aspects of ourselves, it can be confusing as to why things are showing up in the world in the way they are. But in deepening and discovering what's going on beneath the surface of our skin, and recognizing those parts of us that actually mirror the very things that are taking place in the world, we then become a conduit and a catalyst for change. We can then take the role of a sacred activist by doing the inner work that allows the outer work to unfold. It is our inner work that actually creates the transformation and the transmutation that is necessary on the planet today. It is a wonderful thing to be active on the outside, to keep moving, to stay busy, to have goals and desires and keep looking to reach certain places. But if we are not balancing that with an equivalent of inner work, then you will find that you not only encounter more and more of life's alternative blessings, but that you also will continue to see the world in its veils of shadow that we are experiencing today. It is time to turn on the light, and that means turn it on inside so that it can be turned on outside. We talked a little bit about having symbolism reveal itself to you, and it really is in the asking. And so for this final segment, I want to start off by having you close your eyes and let your mind become quiet. Just let yourself breathe in an even breath so that you can allow a gentle rhythm to kind of fall upon your skin inside your blood and bones. Focus your mind on your heart and imagine that that breath is moving through, inhaling from the back of the body and exhaling through the front of the heart. Inhaling at the back of the heart, the back of the body, exhaling through the front of the heart, at the front of the body. Now focus your attention at the third eye point. Imagine that all language is perceived from this center of intuition. Don't try to see anything at this time. You may naturally see something, colors, a blackness, images, whatever's happening is perfectly fine. And if you see nothing, that is fine. Inhale and exhale, feeling into your heart center and breathing evenly. And as you continue your breath, I want you to allow to come into your mind's eye whatever sign, symbol that has been occurring repeatedly, to center into that place where you can see it. And as you notice that sign, whether it is a number or a bird or a color or a certain type of flower, it might be a person's face or a pet. Whatever that sign is, let it sink deeper into you from the third eye. Let it kind of slip down into your body and let it find a resting point somewhere in your body. Let it tell you what it wants to speak to. And you will feel a twinge or a sensation at some space, perhaps a little more energy. And just allow that sign to be right there. And as you inhale and exhale, ask yourself, what is this here to show me? Where is that in me? And listen. Where is that in me? And what is it here to teach me? And now invite that sign or symbol to come back to you any time that is most required to lead you to your highest self and to bring you present to what your thoughts are the moment you notice it. Breathe in and breathe out, staying relaxed, and gently let the sign dissolve. And feel the power in your heart and your third eye. And thank the surroundings, your environment, the world, for the way that it plays with you and converses with you. And when you're ready, come back into the space. If nothing else, perhaps that moment let you come back to you, let you center, let you feel a sense of connection and conversation with yourself, with your inner world, and with your outer world. It's very important to establish that daily time to do exactly what we just did. Very simple. It doesn't need to take a long time. It can be 3 to 5 minutes. But to really bring the entire world just inside of your body, inside of your space, because you are the universe. You are the entire overarching experience that is going on outside of you. And what we don't realize that takes place is when we get so distracted by the outer world, or we end up pierced by fear or grief or different experiences, what takes place is that our spirit rises above our body and it's no longer embodied. And this is why so many people often feel lost or don't feel grounded or don't have a sense of purpose or direction, because they're not fully embodied. And so a very important step for experiencing a deeper communion and conversation with the universe, as well as experiencing a deeper communion with self, is to have that daily practice to bring yourself into the body, to be the conduit, to be the receiver, to be the place where the conversation truly can take place, where you understand that your body is your first place of that conversation through intuition, sensations, twinges, through injury, through something going on with any part of your body. And I talk about that in conversations with the universe, about how the different sides of the body point to masculine and feminine, and how different parts of the body point to different aspects of our lives and can point to areas where we're either giving too much or not receiving, or where we have too much anger or need a little more fulfillment. It's really fascinating to understand how the body is this high-tech instrument to really give you so much guidance. And that's just the start, because as you move through the book Conversations with the Universe, you then start to learn how many other things that then in your field around you also operate as those conduits of language. My car is a constant conversation giver for me. I always know where I am energetically or what's going on with me, or particularly when I have just about gotten to a place of exhaustion. I know exactly what will happen in my car, and that will be the signal back to me. And it becomes this beautiful dance of really communing with every aspect of your life. The same thing took place with animals, with pets that I've had along the way. And I share some stories within Conversations with the Universe to help you understand how these signs, symbols, and synchronicities have shown up for different people, whether it's in relationship or something going on with their pet or things going on with someone's children, the artwork that's in your home, the items you select. Every and anything can be that conversation with the universe, and it becomes this really amazing exploration to tap into the magic and the mystery that is life. And that's what I'm inviting you to, more of a way to play with life. There's so much in the world that's neither seen, heard, nor given presence to. And you can only know life based on the filters you're given. So you have to open to a new set of lenses and a new way of experience. Oftentimes it's the story that entrances us, and it becomes intriguing and mesmerizing, and we can get locked in that story. But the signs and symbols that appear are here to actually move us from our story, to move us down the path so that we can experience something even greater than the small self. You know, life brings its complexities, and at some point, there are going to be obstacles. There are going to be different things that come up. And so to have the lighter side of playfulness and conversations will actually help you move through things in a place of wonder, in a place of making meaning and being comfortable with being human. And that's really why we're here. You are here to experience yourself as human and have your humanity. You are also here to experience yourself as creator. And ultimately, you are here to experience yourself as love. And all of these signs, symbols, and synchronicities point to that final place of being love. You are taught what love is. You are taught how to love yourself better. You experience self-love, and then you expand into infinite love. And what would be better than that? So I invite you to pick up your copy of Conversations with the Universe, How the World Speaks to Us. Again, it is coming on its 10th anniversary. So I would love for you to get your signed copy. Go to iamsimran.com. In celebration of Conversations with the Universe, there will be the release of a second book coming out this spring, April 2023, called Signs, Divine Turning Points and Pathways. So definitely pick up your copy of Conversations with the Universe so that you're ready for Signs when it releases. Until next week, I am Simran, in love, of love, with love, and as love. Be well.
Thank you for opening your mind to a new reality, your heart to greater compassion, and your experience of aliveness with 1111 Talk Radio.
Calling all authors. Have you been considering an audiobook? Well, look no further. Come take advantage of DreamVision 7 Radio Network's unique in-house audiobook production, which includes benefits and bonuses from our radio station. Let our knowledgeable staff guide you to create the audiobook you've always dreamed of without breaking the bank. Check out our full one-stop service from A to Z, including the ACX process. Schedule a free consultation by calling 508-226-1723. That's 508-226-1723. Or go to DreamVision7Radio.com. Calling all authors. Have you been considering an audiobook? Well, look no further. Come take advantage of DreamVision 7 Radio Network's unique in-house audiobook production, which includes benefits and bonuses from our radio station. Let our knowledgeable staff guide you to create the audiobook you've always dreamed of without breaking the bank. Check out our full one-stop service from A to Z, including the ACX process. Schedule a free consultation by calling 508-226-1723. That's 508-226-1723. Or go to DreamVision7Radio.com.
This is DreamVision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.